This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome along to Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network as part of our C-Sport Differently channel. Back to normal routine this week, chatting about the fixtures from the weekend and the results over the last few days, and looking forward to some Scottish Cup and back to the Premier League across the next few days. So, yeah, got a couple of guests on. We got Maka, Sunderland Hibs fan, and we got Billy as well, the East Fife and Celtic fan, and Arsenal from an English perspective too. So, the first port of call, I think, will be to touch on the FA Cup results from the weekend. So a couple that we'll expand on a little bit with yourself, obviously, Maka, being a Sunderland fan, a disappointing result there. But yeah, maybe some, I guess, positive stories. Tamworth taking Tottenham to extra time in National League Tamworth against high-flying Premier League Tottenham. So you couldn't get much more of a contrast in the English football league pyramid between those two clubs, and Tamworth taking them all the way to extra time with not necessarily a hugely weakened Tottenham team, must say. And Plymouth going away to Brentford and picking up a 1-0 win there and getting to the next round of the FA Cup. And I guess my kind of match of the weekend would be the Man United Arsenal, or Arsenal Man United rather, where 10 men Man United saw past Arsenal after penalties. So first of all, touch on Tamworth, guys. Did you see the game on Sunday? It was quite an interesting watch.
Tamworth was very interesting. I feel a bit sorry for them because they managed to take Tottenham all the way to extra time, and obviously now the FA have scrapped replays. Imagine if Tamworth could have had that as a replay, and all the money that they would have got from being at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And it showed you that Tottenham had to really bring their big players on to make sure they got through the tie.
As I mentioned, I think Tottenham, Ange didn't necessarily put, I mean, any side that Tottenham should be able to field their under-18s and beat a team 96 places beneath them in the pyramid. No disrespect to Tamworth, but that's just the gulf between those two clubs and those two leagues. But Ange fielding a few first-team players across the match. Of Madison played, Johnson played. They fielded a handful of Premier League starters.
And Kulishevsky came on as well.
Kulishevsky came on, yeah. So they certainly didn't disrespect Tamworth in that way, and played a couple of their bench players as well. So yeah, the fact they went to extra time, pretty poor from Tottenham and Tamworth. It wasn't even like it was back against the wall for that first 50 or 60 minutes or so. Tamworth could have easily put themselves
Tamworth
1-2 nil up.
I mean, you could say the same with Tottenham, because Timo Werner done what Timo Werner does, got 1-on-1 with their keeper and didn't skied it. So it was quite open.
Yeah, so good story there. A real FA Cup third round tie story there. Elsewhere, obviously, the big headline match would be the Arsenal Man United. Poor result for Arsenal, Billy, against 10 men Man United. I guess disappointing for yourself.
Yeah, it was a poor result. But I kind of thought when Manchester United went down to 10 men, I didn't think it was over for Manchester United at all. And when Odegaard missed the penalty to go 2-1 up, I thought it would go to extra time. And I said to my dad, if this goes to extra time, Arsenal's not winning it. In fact, I've been thinking for a while that Arsenal was just not been doing anything different to try and win matches lately, because they seem to just be playing the same way week in, week out.
I was just going to ask about that, Billy. Like, obviously, the drew with Brighton and then lost to Newcastle in the League Cup, and then obviously that game on Sunday there. What's gone wrong with Arsenal? Like, they're not playing the free-flowing, attacking football that they normally play, or what's gone on? Why are they not winning games comfortably and are just not winning games at all?
Yeah, well, you've touched the nail on the head there, because they're not playing the free-flowing football that that Arsenal fans know, and they seem to be concentrating more on set plays, free kicks and corners, which isn't working anymore. Because a lot of teams they play against have worked out how they do that, and they're managing to keep Arsenal out. And I just think that this squad's been disrupted by the recent new signings for Arsenal, because before that, Arsenal were doing great with the players they had, especially in midfield with Partey and Declan Rice. That partnership worked really well. But then he bought Marino, and he's been persistent with him in midfield, and I just don't think it's been working. And then Saka's a big loss as well, because he's been getting a lot of goals. But then again, Odegaard and Saka, other teams have worked out how they play, so they've been stopping that in recent games as well before Saka did get injured. So I think there's a lot of factors there. It's just they play the same way, they've disrupted the team, and they just know that Arsenal I've enjoyed watching.
Yeah, elsewhere, I guess we'll have to touch on it now, Macca, for just a wee minute without causing you too much pain. Sunderland out of the FA Cup, losing to Stoke at the weekend. Three times you said you played Stoke in the last couple of months. So
yeah, we have. Sunderland ultimately are looking at trying to get promoted and get to the playoffs. So that's their aim. The interesting game with Burnley on Friday night. But we're flying high in the Championship at the moment. But I just think a lot of Championship teams made changes as well. I mean, even the fans, you know, there was only a couple of ends of the stadium open, but 15,000 in a 48,000 capacity stadium. The fans are losing interest. I mean, 6,000 at Sheffield United for an FA Cup game, which starts now on a Thursday night. You know, what's that all about? Like, just devaluing the competition.
Yeah, as a match-going fan, Macca, does it annoy you when you travel that way and Sunderland, or be it Hibs, or anybody fields a weaker team because of the league situation, and they try and maybe not prioritise the cup competitions? Does it frustrate you as a ticket holder and match-going fan?
I think it depends on where Sunderland and Hibs are in the league. If I can see the bigger picture, then I'm cool with it. But if they've got if they've not got a lot to play for and they field out a weakened team, that I do get frustrated, yes. But if they're flying high in the league and they put a weakened team out, I can see why Reggie Labrie's done that, you know.
And then moving up north to the Scottish fixtures, so it was league action across all the leagues on the weekend there. Not a huge amount to report from the top divisions, really. Rangers and Celtic both winning. Hibs moving up into the top six. We had Hearts and Aberdeen drawing, so Aberdeen continue a pretty dismal run of form since they had an incredible start to the season. What, they went 11 games unbeaten, and now they're 11 games without a win. So it's a huge turn of form for Aberdeen. And yeah, I guess we've got Billy on the call, an East Fife fan, a regular match goer, and yeah, East Fife flying high under Dick Campbell.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make the game on Saturday. It was a home game because of the weather, and I'd try and watch for my health and my feet, because if it gets too cold, I tend not to go. But I actually thought it was going to get cold off because of the weather, but it didn't, because we've got an artificial pitch. I'm glad it did go ahead, because despite East Fife having so many players out injured and not playing with a recognised striker, because they don't have one at the moment, Dick Campbell's got an East Fife playing extremely well just now.
Yeah, so that probably does it for this weekend's fixtures, really. Looking towards the weekend, so we got Scottish Cup fixtures starting on Friday night, Hearts away to Brechin, and then a whole card of fixtures on Saturday, and then a couple of fixtures on Sunday. Are there any major upsets on the cards, guys? Anything to look out for on the Scottish Cup way? Of any giant killings?
Queen of the South, it's at home to St Mirren. St Mirren haven't won in the last, I think it's the last four games now. So if Queen of the South could potentially cause an upset there.
Is there anything for you that stands out, Billy, of any of the fixtures? Or looking at Broxburn and Musselburgh, who are in the round against some bigger teams? That's exciting for these much smaller, very much almost junior clubs.
It is exciting for them, but I still feel that that Elgin might cause an upset against Aberdeen. The way Aberdeen's been playing recently.
So, yeah, that probably does it without rambling on too much. But, yeah, hopefully everybody's teams win over the next few days. And, yeah, good luck to everybody. So thanks for being on, guys. And, yeah, we'll speak to everybody next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.